Oh shit, I almost killed you. These words have silently echoed through countless nurses' minds during their careers. Nursing school teaches the technical aspects, starting IVs, administering medications, documenting treatments, but fails to prepare new nurses for the raw emotional and practical realities of the profession. Behind every confident smile and reassuring touch lies a professional who has navigated terrifying near misses, emotional devastation, and moments of pure chaos. The gap between classroom theory and clinical reality is where the true art of nursing lives, where textbook knowledge meets human vulnerability in all its messy, unpredictable glory. What happens when you're alone with a crashing patient at 3 a.m.? How do you handle the weight of life and death decisions? These are the questions that haunt new nurses, creating a hidden curriculum that's passed down through whispered advice and hard-won experience. Imagine being trapped on a stalled train, soul crushed by a meaningless corporate job, when lightning strikes. Nursing could be the answer. The journey reveals healthcare's first cruel irony. Despite constant talk of nursing shortages, new graduates rarely land dream positions without connections or experience. The classic catch-22. You need experience to get hired, but need to get hired to gain experience. When that interview finally comes, authenticity becomes your greatest asset. Your bartending skills might prove as valuable as your clinical knowledge. Just leave embellishments at the door. HR managers can detect inauthenticity, and fabricating clinical skills endangers lives. Then reality hits. Real patients, medications, traumas, cardiac arrests. Welcome to nursing's expert to novice syndrome. Leaving school confident about basics, only to discover the vast chasm between classroom learning and clinical reality. You'll question your career choice on toilet seats, ugly cry in your car, clean unimaginable bodily fluids, and freeze during emergencies. This isn't a sprint. It's a marathon where the finish line keeps moving. When doctors make mistakes through inexperience, haste, or human error, nurses become the critical safety net, catching potentially fatal oversights. The July effect, when medical students become residents, transforms teaching hospitals into minefields of uncertainty, with some new doctors freezing with anxiety while others dictate orders with dangerous confidence. As a nurse, you'll develop approaches to guide physicians without bruising egos, from gentle hints to firm advocacy. Delivery matters tremendously. No one appreciates condescension, especially overworked residents. Sometimes you'll need to assert yourself firmly, even threatening to call the attending in extreme circumstances, a nuclear option used judiciously but without hesitation when patient safety is at risk. Consider the ICU nurse who guided a terrified surgical resident through an emergency bedside chest opening. She calmly laid out instruments, directed the procedure, and managed deteriorating vital signs until the surgeon arrived. This crystallized a truth. There's no such thing as just a nurse. Nurses are silent benefactors who keep patients comfortable and alive. The head-to-toe assessment evolves from nursing school ritual to life-saving practice when managing multiple complex patients. Develop a systematic approach covering multiple systems simultaneously. Then focus on areas relevant to each patient's specific condition: heart and lungs for heart failure, neurological assessment for stroke patients. Follow your assessment pattern consistently with every patient. Even after receiving a perfect handoff, verify everything yourself. Look, touch, and flush that IV line with your own hands. Assess the environment too. Clear chairs blocking emergency equipment, move obstacles from fire exits, ensure space for a code cart if needed. Remember, if you didn't document it, you didn't do it. This becomes critical when being deposed about a patient from years ago. Your documentation is the only admissible evidence in court. Follow the miniskirt rule: short enough to get to the point, long enough to cover important details while keeping you protected. One career-saving tip: purchase your own malpractice insurance. Even if your institution provides coverage, protect yourself. For about $100 annually, you'll gain invaluable peace of mind. Today's nurses navigate a digital landscape, offering both remarkable resources and significant risks. Smartphone apps covering pharmacology to hemodynamics bridge the gap between morning rounds confusion and clinical understanding. YouTube videos, research articles, and nurse-driven websites serve as valuable ICU for Dummies resources. However, the same technology empowering your practice can destroy your career instantly. One thoughtless post or inappropriate picture can jeopardize your license and livelihood. When encountering a fascinating rash or bizarre injury, resist documenting it on social media. You might be Snapchatting your way to unemployment. Apply common sense to online sharing. Express opinions freely unless they violate HIPAA or constitute employer libel. Selfies are acceptable without patient information or during emergencies. Celebrate celebrity encounters, but not if they were your patients. Feel free to check into establishments, but not when you've called in sick to work. Every nurse remembers their first patient death. Nothing truly prepares you for witnessing life's end, whether in a dramatic code blue or a planned transition with morphine. You'll replay every intervention, wondering if you could have done more. The crucial lesson? It never gets easier. You simply develop coping mechanisms to process the bad days and still return to work. For nurses, dark humor becomes a survival mechanism, not insensitivity. When you're short-staffed, patients are climbing out of beds, and everything goes wrong, laughter becomes your most powerful weapon. It helps beaten-down nurses limp through difficult shifts and enhances the good ones. My preceptor shared one powerful truth. Sometimes crying is the only right thing you've done all day. Nurses are important and strong, but also scared, confused, and human. Our patients would never believe the same professionals battling disease moments earlier shed tears on their behalf in private. Find your release valve. Drinks with coworkers, journaling, running, or a Netflix marathon in pajamas. You must decompress, because nursing follows you like a shadow, seeping into your dreams and relationships in ways other professions rarely do. Despite the bodily fluids, emotional shifts, and holiday shifts, something keeps nurses returning day after day. It's not money or glamour. I literally got peed on today. And not because we couldn't handle medical school. It's something deeper. Nurses save countless lives, catch errors, and develop intuition that prevents deterioration before it happens. We're holiday warriors pushing patients onto the good list, surviving another night. We're brown gravy warm and pumpkin spice sweet, helping families celebrate within difficult circumstances. Nursing never gets easier. Even veterans have shifts that kick their ass and challenging patients. But eventually, the hard days decrease while great moments accumulate. We're human with all our flaws. We make mistakes and become emotional because we must. We give 99% to others while preserving that final 1% for ourselves. We're not infallible. We drink too much, eat candy bars for dinner. Yet this calling transforms us into guardians at the threshold between life and death, witnesses to humanity's most vulnerable moments, and sometimes the difference between tragedy and another chance.